The truth produces sincere love.
Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God. 1 Peter 1 verses 22 and 23.
I bless you today to acknowledge that you need to purify yourself first before you can deeply love someone from the heart. You purify yourself by accepting and believing the truth about yourself and about other people. Celebrate that you can love one another sincerely, but you need to accept the truth about yourself before you will be able to love others. If you still feel that God favors the other person more than you, you will not be able to love her. If you still believe that you are of inferior personality compared to the other person, you will not be able to love him. If you still believe that the other person wants to harm you, you will not be able to love her. You need the truth to set you free. I bless you to know that the truth purifies from feeling unloved, from feeling inferior, from feeling unacceptable. Once the deception has been purified by the truth, you will have understanding and sincere love for your brothers. Therefore, I bless you to surrender your heart to Jesus every time your heart does not feel right about someone, every time someone hurts you, every time someone fails you. Ask God for the truth for the people in your life. You might have some extraordinary people in your life. Some are rude or unkind. Some are awkward or pushy. Some are intimidating. Believe that God knows the other people's hearts, the unworthiness, the abandonment, the hopelessness. Accept the truth about that person too, so that you can love one another deeply from the heart. I bless you.